Okay. All right, let's just do event updates. Go ahead and Dallas, go ahead on the photo contest.
Well, I think it went pretty well. We got more people after we extended the time. And the prints turned out pretty good. I don't know, it went well, so.
I know my neighbor is one of the winners and was grateful for that, so I bet we'll get better participation this next time.
Yeah.
So, good job on that.
I have an update on it as well. So I heard from the city, and I'd like to thank the city for all the work on it. They've decided where to hang the pictures. So they're going to hang on the left side as you're walking in the main foyer. There's kind of a white wall on the left side as you enter the council chambers, and that's where they're going to hang it. And the city's investigating to get some kind of lettering in the middle that will say North Salt Lake Photo Contest Winners 2020. And then maybe some lighting so that they can be seen well where they are. And so then I think that will just be kind of natural advertising for anybody that does anything at City Hall, because it'll be really visible. And then they'll know that, hey, there's an annual photo contest here. And so I think that will help as well. So I like where we've decided to place them. I think that will be really good for the city.
Cool.
Anybody have anything else on that? Sorry, I got it. Okay, Ron, do you want to, anything on your North Salt Lake wreaths?
Just thanks to everybody for your help. I think it went pretty well. I thought that the presentation given by our guest author was really spectacular. Ryan, thanks for that great recommendation, because she really did a tremendous job, and we had decent turnout in person. Linda said we had between 12 and 15 people who were on the city's Facebook Live feed throughout most of the night. So I was pleased and appreciate everybody's help and pulling it off.
Well, I checked that later, and it had like 200 plus views after the fact. So more people later.
I'm actually really glad to hear that, because it was a message worth repeating. So I'm glad more people are tuning in.
Did you guys like the Facebook Live aspect to it? I mean, I know that we did that because of COVID and the current conditions, but I'm kind of wondering if that's something that we should add in to that event in future years, just to kind of have it recorded and to allow other people to participate and see. But did you think it distracted at all? I just thought it was additive. But any feedback on that?
I didn't think it distracted at all. I think it's just kind of an added bonus. I wonder if that kind of thing is going to become almost expected now that we are doing so much of it with these kinds of events. I think it might just be assumed that a lot of events that are live are also broadcast on Facebook.
I agree with you. So I really like that. And I think we should plan on next year's event to have that broadcast as well, and to kind of build that up. The other thing I was thinking is that, it takes quite a while to get an author squared away and to get that signed on with their publisher and everything. And this last author was great, because I think that was a pretty fast process. But I wonder if we want to start thinking of other authors, or start contemplating some options for next year. And I don't think we have to reach out today, but just start thinking about if anyone has contacts with an author or what they're thinking, especially if another author that has a local connection in North Salt Lake. I think that's something that we could start getting squared away sooner rather than later.
I think that's a great idea. I don't know that we'll always be so lucky to get an author who can come and participate with only a couple months' notice.
Okay. Is that something that's always held at this time of the year?
It's fluctuated a little bit, but it's always kind of been tied to the start of school. So I think in years past, we've held it in September, usually. But I think that early October date was actually great because instead of kids writing essays in the summer, when they're not as connected to that, they wrote them in September when they were already back in school. So I kind of liked the early October date, actually. I kind of thought it worked out really well this time. So, but it's traditionally been kind of held at the start of school and in that kind of phase in September.
I was disappointed that area schools didn't participate more. I thought that they might. I reached out to all of the schools within North Salt Lake and invited them to participate, and it didn't look like we had any schools or any teachers take us up on that. I was hoping that maybe a teacher or two in each school would give that essay as an assignment to their class, but it didn't look like that happened.
You know, Ron, that is a really good point. I wonder if we could somehow get some teachers to kind of champion this event if we kind of worked with them over the next few months, you know, if we essentially wrote like a packet, like a media packet that was like, here are sample entries and here's some things that we've gotten and some photos of the event, and say that, you know, this is a local event that really got kids excited, and we could send it to the local school teachers. I wonder if they would be able to champion or understand it easier. You know, it would be pretty free to draft an email that could do that, or to print it and to hand it to each teacher. But just kind of thinking of like a media kit, right? That maybe that could cater to the teachers and explain why that was beneficial. I really enjoyed reading the essays, and it was really, I mean, that was probably
I have to say that there was no better essay than the one that started, "I love bacon." It was the best. It was so fantastic to read an essay that started out, "I love bacon."
Well, that was very nice. And the best part was, is I didn't even know he was doing it. So that's what made it so good. But I wish that more people in the city could have read them, because it was enlightening to hear the stories of other residents and what they've run into. And so I really like that aspect. So anyhow, I do wish more teachers somehow were involved in that part of it.
When you're saying that about the timing, I was thinking maybe if we announced it and gave them the opportunity to think about it during the summer at the schools, and then launched it, that they started it in the fall at the start of school, that they thought about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Tammy. That might be really helpful for the teachers. Give them a chance to incorporate it into their curriculum a little bit. And then, of course, I think a lot of teachers are just trying to figure out a way to get by right now with remote learning and in-person learning going back and forth. So that might have impacted it as well. But I do like the idea of getting the topic to them and with plenty of notice, and then they can incorporate it into that first part of their first term.
So we can put that on the agenda for now, and we can be thinking about it if we, you know, come up with an author and stuff and theme. So good job. Okay. The thing that's coming up this week, the fun event, please tell me it's going to happen, because I have stuff that we have to get rid of. So Linda sent me an email today that they're concerned about the numbers, which I've been watching it. I was concerned about the weather myself.
I did a little work on this today with Ryan, but I don't want to, if Ryan wants to talk first, maybe I could defer to him, but I'm happy to talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, Ken, that's a great segue. Thank you. So yesterday, about 4 p.m., Brian Hatch in Davis County, correct me if I'm wrong, it was yesterday, right, that announced that, you know, Davis County has officially moved to the high area, and Brian Hatch, the Davis County Health Department head, asked if cities and people will help by canceling events to help kind of slow the spread of COVID. So Ken reached out to me and the mayor and each of the council members and had a discussion about if this event should be canceled or how we should handle it. And I know that we've made a lot of changes to the way we do the event. You know, it's not a race. We're trying to socially distance it. You know, Tammy, you've announced that it's mask required. We're going to have people there kind of managing it. And so it does technically follow the governor's guidelines of you can have an event if it has support staff that's controlling the event and managing it and that masks are there. And so it technically meets all the guidelines. The city council didn't voice an opinion that it needed to be canceled or that it needed to continue. And the feedback that I got was they wanted to hear from you guys as an advisory committee to the city council what you're recommending and what you would like. So that's kind of what I'm really looking for is to hear from you guys on this event and what you're kind of thinking. So some of the council voiced concern about if 10 people are, if we're being asked to not gather more in groups of 10, is it disingenuous to have a city event with more than that? And others thought that, you know, if we're getting together and we're following the governor's guidelines and we're following the rules and doing all those things, then that means that the event's allowed. We're following all the restrictions and we're doing what they've asked. And we're still doing a fun, safe event that won't, you know, increase the spread of COVID in our area. So with all of those thoughts, I really want to hear from you guys on what you think about this event and if you think it should go or not and how we should do it.
Do you want me to tell you what I am planning and what we could do that I think is could be safe? So there's a DJ coming, and originally I thought that we could do like a big dance party around like the lap or the track or whatever. But if concern of having people out and about, even with masks, we could still have the DJ come and just have his music playing and people could be in their cars. We have a photo booth, not a photo booth, but like a balloon arch that is half paid for because I had to put a deposit down, that they could maybe take a photo and still post, you know, like post a picture. The bags are coming and have the stuff for that. So maybe we could do like a drive-by where we give the bags out. I think Bountiful City did something like that. So they could still come and still participate as far as giving out the bags and play the music. And the donut truck is coming. So maybe we could just like give out things and be glad that they live in North Salt Lake. And because the stuff is basically bought and paid for, and there's a budget for it, and maybe that would be okay. And everything, I honestly think, could still be safe and socially distanced without meeting as a group and still have a good time. And the DJ could play the music and people could still have a good time. That's my thoughts just as we're sitting here talking. But I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think those are wonderful ideas. And I wanted to just add something to what Ryan said. I talked to all the council members, and really, the council's supportive of moving ahead with the event. So, I think it's safe to say if we were, because the conditions have changed in the last 3 weeks from the both from the governor's office and from Davis County, I don't know that we would plan this event under these conditions. But since we have planned it, and I think Tammy, you have some great ideas on making it safe. Nobody really wants to cancel it. We have one council member who would recommend to cancel it, but we have overwhelming support on the council to hold the event. So, and I think that what you've suggested is really great. So I think if we're careful to not congregate in groups of more than 10, if we can avoid that, that's great. So anyway, that's my reaction. I'm not sure that anybody was really asking my opinion, but I just thought, well, I'll share it. So anyway,
I'll just note that we'll probably have to wait until late tomorrow afternoon at the earliest to make a final decision, because there will be a new state public health order that is released later this week. There are a few remaining details of that public health order that won't be decided until the governor meets with his policy team, and that doesn't happen until tomorrow afternoon. So I know what all the possibilities are, but not allowed to talk about them. And I'm hopeful that the order is actually pretty consistent with what it has been so far, which would mean that if people wear masks and if households remain 6 feet apart from one another, then we would be able to move forward. But there will be discussion about prohibiting any gathering in excess of 10 people, just because you've seen the case counts go up, and you remember back when we thought 400, 500, 600, or 700 was a lot, and now we have had days as high as 1,900. So the State Department of Health is pretty concerned. So I can share with all of you what I learned tomorrow as soon as I learn it.
Well, I think that would be important input to have.
I think what we could do too is that we could nix the donuts, because we haven't done anything with that, and I think that they'd be willing to do that. The bags are easy to deliver, because we could just give those to them. We could wear gloves with that, so we could deliver them in the cars as they drive by. And the DJ, he's willing to just, you know, play the music. David, I sent you an email about the power, and can you just get me power to the, make sure that's turned on?
So where exactly did you want it? I was planning on talking to you about it tonight.
Oh, okay. I'll talk to you in just a second about that. I would just assume probably, because if I'm thinking right, if we were going to do that so that it's safe, I mean, I'm fine to cancel it too if the mandate comes down, because I want to be safe. I don't want to get anybody... You know, I want to be safe and follow guidelines and things like that, because all this stuff, I mean, it's just stuff. But I think that if we came in like where the four-way stop is and came into where the park is and kind of came down, that's a big space right there that we could easily have a few stations right there where they could easily come by and kind of stop and pick up there. Hurry and take a picture if we needed to. We really don't even have to do the picture, really, but maybe have a couple stations. I think it could be very manageable. And like I say, nix the donuts. That could be the easiest stop right there.
Tammy, are they doing a balloon archway or just like the balloon backdrop?
You know what? I don't know what she's doing. I think she's doing something similar that she did last time. I didn't go, but she said it was similar. So you went last time, right?
I did. Yeah. And they did just a balloon wall, basically.
She said,
yeah,
something to take pictures that they've done before. So,
right. So I'm wondering, I think you're right. I think you're right along the lines of what we need to do. If we end up doing a drive-through, Hatch Park is ideal for that because you can come in one way and then out down by the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And if we set up the balloon backdrop maybe down by the tennis courts, so there is that option for people to kind of pull out of the way to get out of their car to take a picture versus just the continual line to go out of the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? Because if you come in and you can go straight in and down in front of the tennis courts and then back out.
Oh, and go farther down to the very bottom of that, right?
Yeah. Okay. So if you put the balloon wall kind of maybe up against the east side of the tennis courts, people could use that part of the parking lot to pull out of line. I'm assuming they're going to have like a line of people, but like if they pull out of there, then they can get out of their car, take a picture and get back in and leave at the very west side of the parking lot.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Do you know where it was set up before? Because she said
it was set up next to the pavilion.
Okay. She said she wanted to set it up before in the same spot, but could she set it up similar to where she was, but farther down where that is, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, we could have her set it up by the pavilion. It would just, in my opinion, it would create if people were waiting to take mm-hmm. pictures. I don't know if there'd be enough space for the family to, like, I don't think there'd be 6 feet for them to turn around and come back.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if they went like all the way around, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, unless they went around the other side of the pavilion, I guess you could do that.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to wait for Ron to get the word out. I think it was, well, I know what it was. Go ahead, Ken.
If I understood, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. This happens to me on Zoom all the time. But if I understand what you're talking about, it's changing to kind of an automobile event, which I think is awesome. It really meets the spirit of what we're talking about. And then people would be able to drive down to the tennis court, for a
mm-hmm.
photograph.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is an exceptional idea to really keep it as much as possible as a drive-through pick up and drop off kind of event. I think that really is a great way to do this. And it would alleviate most concerns about safety.
Right. And I didn't really talk to her, but I text Natalie Gordon, who is over the youth council, and they are on board to help. They were going to do the costume contest. They were going to judge it for me. So they would help. I'm sure they would help pass out the bags. I would have gloves there so they could help do that.
That's great. Yeah, I think we can safely say that we're not gathering in groups of 10, you know, or more than 10, you know, so.
So I think there's actually a way of doing this is just as long as we get the okay and that we're safe.
Well, thank you for putting so much creative thought into it. You guys are amazing.
I think it's going to be really fun. I just think this darn COVID's made us all stop and think things over, but.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? I love this idea, and I love where this is going, pending new updates from tomorrow, which we'll all wait anxiously to hear. If we're not going to do the donut truck, I'm wondering if there's a last-minute change with that budget that we could do something now that you're kind of thinking that this is an automobile event or changing it, is there something that we could use that budget for that would help make that good if we're not going to do the donuts?
Are you talking to me?
Or anyone, but.
Well, and you know what? I mean, even with doing the budget, I mean, the donuts, I'm still really quite low on budget.
I think we could still do the donuts, have them set up at the end of the parking lot and ask a car. We can do one little thing per car. I mean, we could still have gloves and give them that. And that's their choice if they want to say yes or no, right? It's also their choice if they want to get out of the car to take a picture. And so if they feel comfortable with that, And I think the donut place, because if I remember right, they put them in like those little cardboard trays, you know, so it'd be very easy to just hand one thing to a car. Or if there's if they have more than six people in their car, we can give them two. But I think the donuts would be really, you could still do it.
He's planning on doing, we upped it a little bit because they figured it was going to be good weather. So 300, and they get six mini donuts in a container. And then when they were done, they were done.
Right.
I think you could do more than one per car. I mean, you know, if there's more people, then if they drive through. Because we would have had, you know, 250 attendees or something, and that would be the same. And you could give them a basket for each person in the car. That actually sounds fun. Like, that way we're doing the full event that we would have done, but we're just changing it with the times. I like that. To still
well,
do
with,
it.
With doing it with the cars, I mean, if you start pretty much at the start where you go in at the park all the way to the very bottom at the end, that's pretty far away, really.
Yeah. I think there's plenty of room to have a section for to hand out the bags, a section for people to pull out if they wanted to go to the balloon wall to take a picture, and then to continue on to go if we did the donuts at the end. So then if people, they don't have to try to hold their bag and put donuts in really fast. And then, you know, like if we kind of separated everything out, I think it'd be totally doable.
Yeah. Well, and it's 2 hours. It's not like it's 10 minutes, you know?
Right.
Okay.
And this kind of event that we're talking about right now is very likely to be allowed under whatever public health order is released on Friday. This approach of having a drive through and committee members are handing things to people, it's highly unlikely that anything would be issued this week that would prohibit that kind of activity from taking place.
No, good. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Tammy, I know that all of my pumpkins on our porch froze, and so I don't know if other places still have pumpkins that are good. But in past years, we got some pumpkins from Crossy Ranch or from somewhere that we gave to people, or we had prizes for the costume contest. Since we're not really going to be able to judge families, you know, we're not really going to be able to have a costume contest judging because they're not all going to come at the same time. I wonder if we can change and just give, you know, a prize to every family that is dressed up at all or something, right? Like a pumpkin or something.
I talked to, it's telling me I have 5 minutes left on this meeting. What do I do now? I better talk fast. I talked to Crossy Ranch, and they had offered their pumpkins to a couple of schools, and so they said they didn't have very many pumpkins remaining. So I was going to do gift certificates. I think I had emailed you about that for prizes.
Awesome.
So
that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, but now that we don't have a costume contest, now what do I do?
Well, what's the,
I mean, I still can do it. I bought some little ribbons that say awesome costume.
What about decorating their car?
Well, there you go.
So if hypothetically, if you had a $5 gift card to a local business or, you know, something,
I was going to go to the North Salt Lake ones to do that.
And, we had, let's see, you have three people per car. You know, there's 100 cars and 50 of them are dressed up. You had, you know, $250 worth of gift cards or something. You could give one gift card winner to every family that came dressed up or something.
Oh, we could do that. Okay.
It wouldn't blow your budget at all, at least from what I saw your budget was.
Well, we've got Fizz that's down on Highway 89. I could maybe do that. Couldn't I just get like some drink cards?
Yeah.
Would that be good? Is that bad? No.
I think that's a great idea.
I mean, they're local.
$5. It's a local business. Send some business their way and just give them out until we run out.
That's what I'll do. Okay. Maybe one per car even. Okay. We have 4 minutes. Will it extend? I've never done this. I've never gone over. We better hurry.
You usually get two free extensions, but if you've already used them, then we got to.
I haven't used any extensions. No, does it tell me I'll have an extension? Okay.
It depends. They've changed all the rules, so we'll see.
Okay. If not, we'll keep going. Okay. I think we're good on this then. Public Works, David. Do you have anything?
Funny.
Not really. I think Ken's been working with Woods Cross. I've been talking with the Public Works Director too on the dog park still. That's in the works. If you want to meet as far as trying to figure out where you need power exactly, I can shoot me an email or whatever. We can figure out a time and maybe go over what the plan is.
Okay.
I can send the parks, guys. That's all I have.
Okay. I don't work on Friday, so maybe I can call you on Friday. Is that okay?
We can get somebody out there. I mean, or if you can have a map or whatever of where you want the power to be. Or just show me. Yeah, that's probably, pretty easy.
I'll send you an email later.
There is power at the pavilions, so it's just a matter of getting to where you need it, I guess.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Ryan, do you have anything?
No, just thank you to everybody for the great event last time, and thank you, Tammy, for all your planning. And I just want to make sure, what time do you need us there to help and to make this work? And what time do you need support?
I know that the person with the balloon, she's going to be there around 7, but you don't need to be there. I'll be there. If everyone can maybe be there around like 8, let's just say 8. And I don't think we need to be there even at 8, maybe 8:30. Let's just say 8:30 on Saturday.
Okay. 8:30 okay. And then we'll be there by 9.
Be in costumes.
Okay. Awesome.
If you
That's
want
it. To. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have any of anything else? Let's see. John, do you have anything? You've been awfully quiet. Sally, do you have anything?
It's the only thing I would have, and we can talk about this later with the power, is what type of stuff are we running? Just wondering how much power I'm going to have available.
Oh, I will get, his name is Matt Bowen, and I will ask him about that. I'll ask him what he needs. He runs stuff usually like from the LDS churches, like their things that are on their stage, if you're familiar with anything like that. I don't think it's anything too fancy.
All right.
Okay. Sally, do you have anything?
I was just going to say thank you for setting this Zoom meeting up. You know how stressed I get with that.
No, it took me a couple tries.
Well, that's good.
Well.
Yeah, it would have taken me probably 100.
I'll get it. By the time I'm finished with this assignment, I'll have everything down pat, I think.
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, my gosh. Less than a minute. Ken, do you have anything?
No, I just wanted to say thanks for all your work. You guys are a great committee, and I'm very appreciative on behalf of the city for everything you're doing. So thank you so much.
Dallas, did you have a hand raised? Nothing? Kenny, do you have anything? You're quiet too.
I'm taking the new person stance here. I'm just being all ears, but I appreciate the input, and thanks for all the events that are coming up. I'm looking forward to be involved.
I think Saturday's going to be really fun. The weather should be good. No snow. We've had enough snow this week, I think. And Rachel, you're good. Do you have anything? Okay. Okay, I think we are
done.